I have a comment. I would like you to please finish and bring us forward information on video camera installation at the harbor. I know we've had some pretty outrageous quotes, but I would encourage you to selectively look at how those might be placed to increase security in our harbors. As well, I would like you to, at the same time, go through all city facilities, and I'd like you to look at placement strategically of cameras to ensure loss prevention security. So for example, our water treatment plant, let's ensure that we have cameras up there that are monitoring the grounds and the parking lot, and so that we can make sure that we have no, you know, infiltration there with people. We know there's been some high profile cyber attacks, at least on water security. I would also say the sewage treatment plant should have security. The infrastructure, say at the power plant, especially around our generators, we should have surrounding security. And even in many ways at the public works department, we should have security to ensure loss prevention for, I see the gate is always open now. I don't know, you know, what that might relate to for loss prevention. And at City Hall, I'd like to see some security cameras placed. We've had, in a 12 month period, we had three significant events that took place with theft. Also, this is a place where we've had experience with agitated customers, and it would be nice to have that security for our staff. So I'd like to see that parsed out for all city buildings and brought back for our next meeting. And I appreciate that you may not be able to have all the quotes in place, and I would encourage you to be strategic in your thought process and not look at it as a 100% installation. We know that it was over $150,000 for the harbor, but what would it cost us to be able to bring something together to monitor the parking lots and the ramps? That's a good start. So if you could start to work on that, I'd appreciate it very much.
Mr. Mayor, may I ask clarification? You're asking for this at the next meeting?
Yeah, if at all possible. And if not, let me know that there's a delay or we have a problem, but if we could get people to start to identify where we would want to have installation done, that'd be fantastic. And if it's a two meetings away, I get it, but I would like to see us at least have the option to start to look at getting this thing done. I know the harbors have been well over 2 years and we still have no cameras up. So I'd really like to see us start to move on this.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, we will start to move. I'll report out whether or not we can get something to you at the next meeting.
Perfect. Appreciate it. Anybody else? Any comments or questions for the city manager? All right. Clerk Lane, you're up.
I know, short and sweet. The only thing other than what's in my report is that I didn't have time to publish in my clerk's report that we have a special assembly meeting tomorrow for the purpose of an executive session only. At 6 o'clock.
Thank you. Any questions for Clerk Lane? All right, I'm not seeing anything. Thanks very much, Kim. Mayor and Assembly business. Does anybody have any reports to make? Assembly Member Powell, looks like you're about to say something.
I have a new grandchild.
Yay! She's beautiful.
Little baby girl.
Congratulations.
I was typing that in the minutes.
Just a little bit of cheer in the times today.
It's fantastic, Dave. Congratulations to your family. The only thing that I have for the assembly is that look at Assembly Member Gilbert has a little heart up. I didn't even know that was a possibility.
I couldn't remove it.
Could you become a cat? Is that a possibility? The only thing I have to report is that we have our first SEPA meeting of the year coming up. And myself and community member Michael Otteson are going to be attending that, and that's at the end of the week. So I will report back. I know that we have some major concerns about the Jones Act and then being able to get a ship up to replace the cable over to Petersburg. This is a huge issue for us. So unfortunately, with Canada closing its ports, they the Jones Act is impeding the ability of the cable company to be able to deliver that as well. So very serious business. Petersburg is running with no reserve cable from Banks over to Midcoff. So it is not a good situation and a bad time to have Canada shut down the harbors to us. Any other assembly business? Seeing none. We have a public hearing tonight. It's ordinance number 986 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 5.10.060, sale of surplus, obsolete, or unneeded personal property in chapter 5.10 of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is a public hearing, so I will declare the public hearing open and ask if there is any administrative report, City Manager Von Bargen.
Mr. Mayor, I actually am going to defer again on this to the city clerk because she's the one that brought this forward.
Perfect. Clerk Lane.
Yes. So nothing in my agenda statement has changed since the last meeting. This is in an effort to change the code so that we are able to bring, we brought forward at this meeting as well, policies and procedures that outline how we process unneeded property in the borough, and kind of following the same line of how to surplus unneeded property that the school district does. That's the process that we'd like to follow. It seems to work very well for them, and I think that it would work very well for us.
Thank you. Is there any persons that would like to speak to this item? All right, hearing none, we will close the public hearing, and there's a recommended motion on page 133 of your packet.
Move to approve ordinance number 986.
We moved. Do we have a second?
Second, Gilbert.
It's been seconded by Gilbert. Discussion. Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members, David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay, so that's the public hearing. There is no unfinished business. Item 12, item 13, new A, is a resolution number 02-21-1567 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, urging the Alaska Legislature to pass House Bill 41 and Senate Bill allowing for shellfish fishery enhancement and the marketing of aquatic farm products by the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, ASMI.
Move to approve resolution number 02-21-1567.
You moved. Do you have a second?
I'll second that.
I'm going to give that to Assembly Member Howe. He's really trying. Okay. So we'll have that one. And discussion. I know that we have former Assembly Member Julie Decker logged in. Julie, are you still there? There she is.
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, please. Would you like to speak to this item, Judy?
Sure. Thank you also for amending the agenda and not making me wait so long. So this resolution would offer the support of the City and Borough of Wrangell for these two bills that are in front of the legislature right now. They are the majority of these bills you have in the past supported already, but the bills did not pass in past legislatures or sessions of the legislature. So unfortunately, we're back at it. We were very, very close two different times. We've had a lot of support in general. These bills, I'll talk a little bit about what they are and where they came from. So these are companion bills. So they're essentially right now exactly the same. And they do essentially two things. They would allow for shellfish fishery enhancement, very similarly to what we do with our salmon enhancement program. That portion of the bill is based off of our current salmon enhancement program. So what we do, like at SARA and ENSARA, where we enhance our fisheries, and we do so through a taxation of fishermen and cost recovery to pay for it. This would allow for something similar in fisheries such as king crab, gooey duck, sea cucumber, scallops, any kind of shellfish. And then the second component of the bill would allow the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, or ASME, to market aquatic farm products. Right now, they are not allowed to do that. And as the mariculture industry is starting to grow in the state, we would really like to be able to utilize that asset of the state, which is our branding organization, helps brand Alaska seafood. So ASME then would be able to market things like seaweed or oysters. So that's essentially what the bill does. These two components of the bill were priority recommendations of the state's mariculture task force, on which I serve. The task force has been in place since 2016. It's appointed by the governor. And we completed a statewide comprehensive plan in 2018. And two of the priority recommendations are actually these actions in this bill. We also, in addition, expect one other bill to be coming forward and introduced by Representative Story. And we may come back to you for your consideration of supporting that bill. It also, it would do with a different part of mariculture industry and developing that industry. But for now, that's my description. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Does anybody have any questions for Ms. Decker? Bob, are you trying to get yourself on mute there? Off mute, or do you have a question? No, okay. Sorry, I thought you were scrambling like we always seem to do here. Anybody else, any questions? Julie, thank you very much for bringing this forward. I appreciate the efforts that you put in on a regular basis towards the advancement of mariculture, and the sustainability of that entire industry is really where we need to be heading. And so I really applaud your efforts and thank you very much. So,
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, please go ahead, Julie.
Sorry, if I might, just a couple of things I forgot that are pretty relevant for Wrangell, community of Wrangell. This shellfish fishery enhancement could be used to sort of restock some of our shellfish that are in decline. We've seen sea cucumbers, gooey duck, abalone, Dungeness crab recently in decline, primarily due to otter predation. And, you know, this is the kind of program that could help restore those fisheries. They're also looking at other places in the state, king crab restocking. And the other thing I wanted to say that's, I think, pertinent to you all is my understanding is Wrangell has seen the first seaweed farm application come forward. It's not open for public comment yet, but I believe the city received a copy of it as part of the agency review. So we are starting to see this development actually touch Wrangell. So it's a good thing.
Excellent. Thanks, Julie. Right. Any other questions on anything that Julie has said here tonight? I'm not seeing anything. Call vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. And thanks again, Julie. If you want to leave, you can, but we also understand if you'd like to stay for the remainder of the meeting. Maybe not.
Good night.
Good night.
B, approval of surplus property. Oh, I'm sorry. Assembly Member Powell, you just requested that you had something that you wanted to bring up that you missed. And so I'm doing a famous do-over here for you. Was there something that you wanted to say?
Yeah. This is Lisa. I was wondering, last year, I think we pulled money out of the Harbors Fund for the cameras down there. And I would just ask and we request to look at that, to put that back into them for, because it's an enterprise fund. And I think that we just got a report that they have quite a bit of over, what am I trying to say?
Money in reserve.
So I'd sure like to see that come back to us in maybe in the budget.
We can. So members of the assembly, if I may, Mr. Mayor,
please.
We have part of the Homeland Security grant is paying for the camera installation for the Port and Harbor facilities. And Amber worked also to submit the second round Homeland Security grant to get the next round of cameras paid for as well. So we do have funding to do this. We just need to move forward with the project. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Powell. Appreciate you bringing that up. Okay. I believe, Kim, on that 13B, correct?
That's correct.
13B, thank you. Approval of surplus property policies and procedures.
Move to approve the surplus property policies and procedures.
Thank you, Assemblymember Howe. Do we have a second?
Second, Gilbert.
Seconded by Gilbert. Do you have a report for us, Kim? I think we've basically been down this road a few times. Is there anything you would want to add?
Sure. Lisa helped me on this too, reviewing it. This policy and procedure is very similar to Juno's. I took theirs and modified it to fit our needs, took out some stuff that I didn't think was pertinent. And I think that this really kind of outlines exactly how the procedure for surplusing unneeded property, as well as property to be disposed of and so forth, in a good way.
Okay, Lisa, do you have anything you wanted to add to that?
No, Mr. Mayor, not unless there are questions about any specific provision.
You bet. Does anybody have any questions regarding the policy? Yeah, I'm not seeing anything. Poll vote, please, Kim.
Okay, assembly members, Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Oh, it looks like assembly member Powell has a question.
No,
oh, okay.
Regarding another item, so please okay. With the vote.
Okay, David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay, so Dave claims he has another do-over now. We're going to be here all night. Go ahead, David. What do you got? I know, Patty, I'm with you. What do you got for us?
Also, Lisa, I was just thinking about this, is if we're, Homeland Security is doing the cameras up down there and stuff, can Homeland Security also do it for our water treatment plant and our sewage plant? Is there any way that we could scope that all into that Homeland Security grant?
The grant had to be submitted already, so that it's closed now, but at a future round we could, but that it would probably be next year if we wanted to wait that long.
Okay, so, thank you.
Yeah, and Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry, I would have to double check to see what is eligible under Homeland Security.
Okay.
Eligible, say, and we decided to do less of the harbor. So we decided to do, say, ramps and parking lot, and there was funds, because I remember that was a significant portion of funds. Would we be able to reallocate to critical infrastructure? Just a question you might want to review.
We would have to write a grant. We would have to see if a grant amendment could be. We couldn't just decide to reallocate that stuff from the harbor.
Thank you.
Always looking to save money.
That's our man. Okay, Dave, just before we head on, is there anything else you'd like to say tonight?
No, thank you. I'm sorry.
Okay. I believe I've lost my flow here, Kim. I'm on D, correct?
No, we're on C.
Emergency resolution number 02-21-1564 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, repealing and replacing resolution number 01-21-1557, establishing the temporary amendment of the Wrangell Municipal Code section 3.05.050, teleconferencing related to assembly meeting section, and providing guidance for all non-essential borough commissions, boards, and committee meetings.
Move to approve resolution number 02-21-1564.
Thank you. We moved. Do we have a second?
Second. This is Powell.
And seconded by Powell. Discussion. Lisa, do you want to, or is this would be this be?
This is a Kim item also, please, Mr. Mayor.
Please go ahead.
But you say it so well, Lisa. So like I discussed at the last two meetings, I was bringing forward something to for the assembly and other boards and commissions to be able to move back to in-person meetings. The reason why it's an emergency resolution is because it's a temporary amendment to our Wrangell Municipal Code. This resolution actually allows for, if it's adopted, would allow for any assembly members, the staff, or the public to still participate via Zoom. Like I said at the last meeting, I do not want anybody to feel uncomfortable about coming back in person. Because in the assembly chambers, the assembly and myself and the borough manager will be required to still wear a mask, even when you're sitting 6 feet apart. The members of the public would still be required to wear masks upon entering City Hall, and they would need to keep them on until they left City Hall. So the members of the public, I only have 6 seats that could be arranged 6 feet apart in the lobby, and that would have to accommodate public members as well as staff. And so public members and staff members are highly encouraged to still continue to participate via Zoom. I will still be logging on to Zoom, and we'll have one Zoom connection up. And so not all the members of the assembly will have, if you're here in person, will have to be connected to Zoom. So I have the assembly chambers set up for this, and I feel comfortable. I have to be honest. I'm a little nervous because of what happened in Petersburg, is what's happening in Petersburg. And so I want the assembly to feel comfortable about this. I don't want to push you or force you into a decision on this if you don't feel comfortable. So if this were not to pass, it won't hurt my feelings. I could hold it and bring something back if the assembly doesn't feel comfortable. So I just want to put that out there.
Thanks, Kim. Any thoughts or questions for Kim? Assemblymember Dalrymple.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I was just maybe a comment or a question. In light of a situation such as Petersburg going through, if I understand this right, there's a built-in default there to go back to remote. And if that's the case, I'm very comfortable with that. I know it seemed a little bit arbitrary. There was 4 active cases, but you got to pick a number. So I just wanted to clarify that, or get clarification that I interpreted that correct.
Yes. If Mr. Mayor, if I can reply.
Please.
So we have it that if there are at least 4 active cases in Wrangell, that we would go back to teleconference meetings.
So that is confirmation of Dalrymple's thoughts. Any other comments or questions? Member Dalrymple, do you have a follow-up there?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. The one thing that I would like, Assemblymember Corson, go ahead. Your wall is the same color as your pen.
I tried tilting it down. So it
sticks out a bit. Go ahead, Assemblymember Corson.
Yes, sir. My question is for Kim, just to clarify, reading this over, it looks like it'll be a simultaneous type thing. We'll have 6 seats available for the public if they choose to participate. And I assume the assembly will have the same sort of option, or will we do Zoom or?
So if I could, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, please, Kim, go ahead.
So yes, Assemblymember Corson, there'll be 6 seats set up in the lobby area for public members to come in and sit at those seats. And then when they're called for persons to be heard, or if it's a staff member and it's their time to speak, then they'll come to a podium that is set up right inside where the assembly chambers. So they won't actually come into the assembly chambers. So anyway, after they're done speaking, then they can go back and sit at their seat, or they can leave City Hall. And then with regards to the borough assembly and myself and the borough manager, we have our designated seats set up in the assembly chambers at separate tables for each member, 6 feet apart. And so even if there's only three members that participate in person, the assembly, and those other seats will remain empty, and that does not, so the number, the six members of the public doesn't have anything to do with the members of the assembly that are in the assembly chamber. So it, like, for instance, if there are only four members of the assembly that show up, that doesn't mean we can have nine members of the public. It's six members of the public, staff for the lobby, and there are the nine spots available in the assembly chambers available for the borough assembly manager and myself. Does that answer your question?
More or less. A follow-up question, Mr. Mayor. Will the staff members be required to wear a mask while they're, I mean, inside that chamber also?
Absolutely.
Okay. So yeah. I have to wear earbuds to hear, so I'm listening through masks is kind of difficult for me.
And that's why the option two is available for members, that even if you're okay with going to in person, but you don't want to wear a mask throughout the meeting, you can choose to still participate via Zoom.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Other questions for Kim on this item? Okay, Kim, one of the things that I'd ask is that we have provisions available that I don't want, quite frankly, I don't want people showing up and saying, you know, I have anxiety and I can't wear a mask. We need to have face shields for those people so that everybody is protected. This is not just about their rights, it's about all the rights of the assembly as well and the staff that are present. So I know that face shields are available that are kind of lightweight and transparent, and it should help. Yeah, thank you, Lisa. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So let's make sure we have plenty of those, because quite frankly, I think we just need to have a policy that you need to have something in front of your face, either a mask or a shield, if you're going to be sitting in City Hall. I think that's fair to everybody involved. Thanks.
Yes.
Any other comments or concerns or questions? Okay, hearing none, poll vote please, Kim.
Okay, assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes, item 13D, I'd just like to take a second. I know we don't have any left. Lisa, are you good? Do you want to take a break? Does anybody need a break, a 10-minute or 15-minute break? Lisa, are you good to go?
I'm okay.
Yeah, appreciate it. We've been on for 2 hours here, and I appreciate folks sticking it through. Item 13D, resolution number 02-21-1565, the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2021 budget in the general fund by accepting donations for digitizing Wrangell's newspapers in the amount of $550 and authorizing its expenditure.
Move to approve resolution number 02-21-1565.
We move. Do you have a second?
I'll second it.
Thanks. Seconded by Assemblymember Morrison. Thank you. You're always reliable. discussion. Lisa, do you want to give us an update on this?
Sure, Mr. Mayor. Margaret Varlarma, our library director, is here, and she can speak to this, but we have a very gracious group of community members who donated money toward this project. And if Margaret would, I'd like her to please read the names of those individuals who donated money toward this project.
Hi, Margaret, please go ahead.
Okay, well, one of them I'm not sure I can really pronounce. It's not a local person, so I don't know them. Hagenkopf, don't know him, wrote him a nice thank you though.
Good.
We appreciated it. Another one was Lopez. There's from somebody up north also. And then Laura Lobby donated for this. They're the ones that add up to the 550 that we're adding to our funds that we're trying to get enough money. We think we have enough money now to send off the rest of the rolls that we have to have them converted to silver rolls, which you have to do before they can be digitized. So then the most expensive part, of course, will come later on when we have to have them actually digitized. That's when it costs the most money. But right now we are still waiting for the Library of Congress for the ones that we do have done, so that you can go online and research all this stuff from 1898 through 1956. It's already ready to go. It's sitting in the Library of Congress and they're processing them. But because of COVID, everything is really slow. So as soon as we find out that that stuff is available, we'll put out some big spread so people can go online and just put in people's names, put in dates, put in events, and they'll be able to pull that up. So we're just going to keep moving forward. It's going to take some time, but we appreciate all the donations that we've gotten.
And Margaret, these folks from up north, they just donated money to help us digitize.
They did, because the Wrangell Sentinel runs an ad all the time asking for free. They don't charge us, but it's in the paper. And obviously these people saw the ad. Maybe they have a connection to Wrangell that I'm not aware of, but they sent us some checks. So we are adding it to our fund. And right now we have $2,925. So we think that will be enough. We're waiting to get a quote back from the state to see how much it will cost. We have 54 more rolls to do. That'll take us up to 2019. Those rolls will be made on silver. And then we'll, as we get funds, we can send them off and have them digitized. So it'll all be good. We're excited.
Fantastic. That's really fantastic.
It's been a good project. So it'll be nice to actually be able to go online and pull this up. It will take a lot less time.
So, perfect. Anybody have any questions for Margaret or Lisa on this item? And Lisa, sorry, I apologize. Do you have anything you wanted to add?
No, absolutely not. But thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You bet. Any questions for Margaret or Lisa on the thing? Yeah, Ann, go ahead.
I just have a quick question for Margaret, Mr. Mayor. Does the library have actual physical copies of all the papers back to 18, whatever it is?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
We have them quite a few years, but not back that far, no.
Okay, thank you. Just curious.
Yeah. But they are a microfilm at the library, so you're welcome to come in and
Right. Put
them on our machine and look at them.
Fantastic thing. I think that's awesome, Margaret. Thank you, and thanks for all the work that you and Sarah are doing down at the library. We appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you.
I'm not seeing anybody else with questions or comments. Kim, can we please have a poll vote?
Yes. Assembly members Ryan Howe.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
David Powell.
Yes.
Corson.
Yes.
Gilbert.
Yes.
Morrison.
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka.
Yes. And it is the night of do-over. Seems like Clerk Lane now has something that she missed that she would like to get out there. So please just lock up.
I'm so sorry. I just wanted to tell the assembly, or notify the assembly as well as the public, that the meeting tomorrow will not be in person, because it was advertised that it would be teleconference. So tomorrow's meeting will be held via teleconference only. It will not be in person.
Thank you very much. All right, item 13E, resolution 02-21-156. Of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2021 budget in the Harbor Fund, excuse me, by transferring $8,000 from Harbor Reserves to the Harbor Facility Repairs and Maintenance account for parts, dive survey, and repairs of the Heritage Harbor waterline.
Move to approve resolution number 02-21-1566.
Good move. Do you have a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Corson. I would imagine, Lisa, that it looks like we have Steve Miller, our harbor master, online. Do you want to just turn it over, or do you have something for dads to start with?
Just to say that this is funding that we need to move from reserves to be able to take care of the deficient flanges that were found on the phase one of the harbor, Heritage Harbor water line. And Steve may want to add to that.
Mr. Miller, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Assembly. I'm sure everybody's looked at the pictures that I provided. Unfortunately, phase one of Heritage Harbor, every flange in phase one looks just like that picture, surrounded in yellow. So at any moment, we can have another broken water line and be wasting more water, so on and so forth. That is also our firefighting line, so a good hammer on that, as we well know, and make separation as well. I think that's about it.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Does anybody have any questions for either Lisa or the Harbor Master? The only question I have, Steve, is there any possibility of us? Oh, God. Sorry, Terry, again, that dang wall.
I got my hand up late, too.
I know, you got to give me a wave, too, for sure.
I did. Well, mine's a quick question. You say you got the water shut off. I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead, please.
My question is, you say they have the water shut off right now, and it's you're concerned about firefighting. So I'm assuming that if there was a fire at the harbor, that water would be initiated. And because of that, do you test this on a regular basis, make sure that it can hold the pressure for the fire mains? Or am I misunderstanding?
I'm sorry. No, we have water out there. We fixed this flange. There is still water at Heritage Harbor at this time. What I was saying is, we break water lines around town all the time when you hammer a line by shutting it off too quickly. And it's a possibility at Heritage that could happen. Is it likely? Probably not, but we want to stay ahead of that game. So the flanges that we have look slightly better than the one that is destroyed here, but not much of it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You bet. Thanks, Councilmember Corson. The only question that I had for you, Steve, was really just about recouping any of the costs. I mean, obviously, this was a manufacturer's defect. I understand the company is gone. I don't know if there's any possibility through the vendor of recouping any of the costs. And I know it was a problem in Petersburg as well.
Yeah, I called Petersburg to talk to them. I also talked to PN&D. Petersburg ate their costs as well because there was nobody to try to recoup costs from.
Okay.
I guess we could look at it and make costs more in attorney fees and try to track somebody down.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, we could go down that road all the time. Okay. Anyone else with any questions?
Mr. Mayor, I would just add, yes. You know, if this were a big enough situation, it would potentially be a claim for insurance. But because it's coming in at this $8,000 level, it's not worth turning in. It's well below what our deductible would be.
Certainly. Any other questions or comments? Assemblymember Howe.
That was an accident. I'm sorry. But I do have a three-part question about security cameras at the harbor. I'm just kidding. No.
Make it laugh, sir. Okay. Oh, I'm just moving to poll vote. We got to get out of here tonight. Go ahead, Kim.
Okay. Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Pasanka?
Yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Miller, for sticking around tonight to help us out with that one. Resolution number 02-21-1567.
Mr. Mayor, I believe we're all done.
Yeah.
Yep, that one got moved up to A.
Hallelujah. All right, we're done. I'm going to scratch that one off my list. Okay, item 14, attorney's file available for assembly review in the borough clerk's office. Item 15, executive session, there is none. Item 16, adjournment. Thank you all. again for doing your civic duty. Appreciate it. Everybody have a good night. Terry, paint your wall.
Good night.
Good night, you guys.
Good night. Bye-bye. Good night, everyone.